I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court this hour said it has rejected the Trump administration's long-running attempt to end the special program allowing some of the children of parents in the U.S. illegally to stay. This ends at least the immediate possibility of deportation for about 700,000 people. Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA as it's called, is an Obama-era program for people who are in school or have finished high school or have been honorably discharged from the military. They can have no felonies or significant misdemeanor convictions. The court did not rule on the merits of the program, just the way the administration was trying to end it. Sandra Feist is an immigration attorney in Minneapolis. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
From what you've seen so far, this is the ruling you had hoped for?
Yes, it's the ruling I had hoped for, but did not believe was possible. I actually was refreshing the SCOTUS blog that I read, and I gasped out loud, and then I started weeping, and I had to take my glasses off so that I could keep reading. So yes, this was the best case scenario and a total shocker.
And what's your impression? Do you think it'll be, given this decision today, status quo now for the younger people who are part of this program?
You know, I really don't know. I was texting with several friends as we were digesting the opinion. And, you know, we had a lot of questions, very practical questions. Number one, can new DACA applicants apply now? Because for the past several years, they couldn't. Number two, was the Trump administration going to immediately take this decision and revamp its rescission of the DACA program immediately? So this decision said that the way that they went about rescinding the DACA program was arbitrary and capricious and could not stand, but it wasn't about whether the DACA program itself was lawful. And so we really don't know what to expect right now, but what we've seen from this administration does not give us a lot of hope that they will take this sitting down and move on to other things. But we really hope that, you know, they'll take into account the current pandemic context. You know, out of these 650,000 young men and women, over 200,000 of them are frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. So a lot of these people are, you know, working on the food supply chain. Over 29,000 of them are healthcare workers. So, you know, these people are contributing a lot to the fight against COVID-19, and they are, you know, a huge part of our community.
Sandra, we've covered this story, especially moves by the Trump administration to end the program, but refresh our memories. These are people who came to the United States very young, don't have any real experience in many cases of another country, see the U.S. as their home, but it was their parents who may not have had the proper documentation to be in this country.
That's correct. So many of these children, young men and women, were brought to the United States as very young children, even infants. So these, you know, these people, they don't have documentation showing that they are U.S. citizens, but in every way, they have been raised in this country. They've gone to schools here. They work in this country, and their entire life has always been in the United States.
Sandra Feist is an immigration attorney based in Minneapolis. Thank you for this.
You're welcome.